Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. I am your host, Richard, and I will be with you throughout this journey. This show is here to empower individuals to do more in life professionally. You will find a variety of topics that will help you to be more productive and more successful. So join me and the professionals from different industries as we bring education and knowledge for more success.
Hi, everybody. My name is Richard L'Espérance, and I go by the name of My Man Richard. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. Today, we're going to talk about business, and I have a successful entrepreneur with me. His name is Edwin Carrion. So he's going to give us some tips concerning business. So please, Edwin, give us a brief resume of who you are in about 2 minutes, and we'll get started.
Richard, thank you for having me here, and to everyone listening, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for listening. And if that's okay, I'm going to share a little bit about myself. So my name is Edwin Carrion. I call myself a God-made millionaire. And the reason I call myself a God-made millionaire is because I'm fulfilling all areas of my life, relationship, financially, and personally. And with that said, I was born in Quito, Ecuador. I came to the United States at the very young age of 12 years old, and I was raised by a single mother. And coming from a humble home, coming from a very humble beginnings in Ecuador, moving to the United States, I saw the abundance. And when I saw the abundance, I knew that I needed to have abundance in my life. From there on, I accomplished one of my childhood dreams, which was to join the United States Marines. And I did my military service, and I had such an amazing experience. I traveled the world. I got to live in Russia. I got to live in South America, in Central America. So I had one of the best amazing experiences in the military. After I finished my military experience, that's when I started my entrepreneurship journey.
Okay. So what are some of the challenges you've encountered in your journey, and how did you overcome them?
I think the biggest challenges that I overcome, before I talk about the challenges, I'll tell you how I overcome my challenges. So I think one of the best ways to overcome challenges, and the way that I have done it, was embracing those challenges, right? And learning to embrace, learning to accept those things, the cards that were dealt for me. So one of those challenges, I'll tell you, for example, when we talk about business and life, because I always like to put those two together, because I love to have a balance in life. And a lot of entrepreneurs, they think you can't have both. You can't have the balance in life, right? So to me, it's all about balancing life and sharing from my experiences. So becoming, understanding and embracing your past is growing up and being raised by a single mother. I never thought I was going to be a good father because I didn't know what a father figure was, right? And I didn't know if I was going to be able to have a long marriage because pretty much everybody in my family had been divorced. So to tell you that I just celebrated my 12-year anniversary a couple of weeks ago is a huge accomplishment. Why? Because I embraced that into my life, and I make sure that because I come from those and those cards were there for me, I embraced that into my life. And I said, you know what? I'm going to change the history of what's going to happen in my life, what's happening in my family. I'm going to change the story, and I'm going to create my own story. The same thing with being coming from humble beginnings, coming from a family that didn't have money at all, and being successful in business. It's knowing that I embrace that part of my life and I continue learning from my mistakes so I could continue moving forward. Challenges along the way was going bankrupt. That was like one of my biggest, biggest challenge in that. Just kind of overcoming being bankrupt, making so much money and then losing everything and going back to the humble beginnings. So the moment that I embraced that and I realized that I could do it again because I did it once, that's when everything started to change. So overcoming challenges is embracing challenges. I think you have to embrace the person that you are, embrace the cards that were dealt for you and go from there.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about balancing life and business, work, and everything. When you started your journey, did you have a family or it came after? And if you did, how did you manage everything?
I was very fortunate enough that, no, I didn't have a family. I didn't have a wife. I didn't have kids. And I think that's exactly why I learned that I needed to have the balance in my life. Because when I left the Marine Corps and I grew this company to over $20 million in assets and wealth, I was only focused in the money. All I wanted was the money. All I wanted was the success. And when I acquired that, when I got that and I lost everything, I realized that I needed to have the balance in my life, that I worked so much. I was working like 60 to 80 hours per week, just trying to make this happen. I wasn't taking care of myself personally. I wasn't going to church. I wasn't hanging around with my friends. I wasn't spending time with my family. So the moment that I lost everything, I realized that, wow, I need to have the balance in my life. When if something were to happen to me, if I were to lose everything again, I don't think back that I just wasted 5 years of my life just trying to accomplish something. And from that moment on, that's when I said, you know what, I need to live life to the fullest. Let me live my life to the fullest. Let me accomplish all my childhood dreams. Let me focus into the lifestyle that I want to have versus into the money that I want to acquire.
And how do you balance, now that you're successful, how do you balance everything?
It took a while. So I got married, I have kids, and I love to work. That's one of the things that I love to do, right? I don't like working. I love to grow and scale companies. And because having the kids and having the wife, I knew that I needed to dedicate time for them, because it's just like business. If I don't dedicate the time to my wife or dedicate the time to my kids, that part of my life is not going to be successful. So I wanted everything in my life to be successful. So I had to learn to set boundaries. And boundaries are very important in life, that, you know, my work life, my work balance has to be from X time to X time. And that's it. That's like the moment that I close the door, the moment that I walk out of my office, is my family time. And the same thing for my wife. I needed to understand that my wife came first before my kids, and I need to dedicate time for her and separate her from my kids. And it's not always together. So making sure that I have quality time for her and set apart, like, you know, become habits. Like, for example, every Friday we have date night with my wife, and it's always every Friday, 5 p.m. I'm done. And we go out every Friday. It doesn't matter what it is. Go watch a movie, even just to hang out and just drive around. That's the boundaries that we have set for our life. So that's kind of like when you start setting those boundaries, you start setting the lifestyle and start having the balance in life. And to me, my biggest boundary is with myself, which is knowing that from 9 to 5, I call it my free time. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, is my free time, where I get to do what I love, which I get to do where I get to work. I get to speak with you. I'll get on a podcast with you. If a friend wants to meet up for lunch, I get to meet up with a friend on lunch. If I want to go get a haircut, I'll do that. If I want to go on the yacht for an hour or two, or if I want to work on the yacht, I get to do that. So it's my free time. It's where it's Edwin's time. So everything else after that becomes my family time.
So what are the types of business that you own?
At this moment, I run 4 companies. The first company is a real estate development company. The second one is a transportation company in the refrigerated goods market. My third company is a technology company where we focus into trading the Forex market. And my last company is my God-given talent, where I'm able to help young entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs that have been in business that have hit a ceiling, scale their company to the millions and get them ready to exit.
And how did you finance those businesses?
How did I finance those businesses? Yeah. They're different in different ways, right? So one of the questions a lot of people ask me is like, do you need to have money to start a business? And I always tell them, no, you don't need to have money to start a business. Because the question is, do you need money to start a business? And the question is, do we need money to start a business? Yes, but do I need to have the money? No. So to answer your question there, my real estate development company, I started that company because I sold another company that I had, but I do some projects without putting any of my capital in it, meaning that I have investors that want to invest with me in order for us to do projects together. On my transportation company, I acquired half of the transportation company. And in order to continue growing and scale that company, we brought in some investors to scale that company. In my business consulting and scaling company, you know, it's self-finance. So that's the way it goes.
Okay. And did you have a mentor in the process, and how did that work for you?
Yes, I always have mentors in my life and in my business and in everything else. And at one time I have, you know, more than one mentor at one time. So when I started, I had the worst mentor in life because he was so negative. This was me prior to getting out of the Marine Corps. And he's like, hey, you know, don't do this. It's going to be too hard. It's going to be do this. Try something else first. So it was super negative to me that I told myself that once I become successful, I was going to mentor people and I was going to help him succeed because anybody could achieve anything in life. And then from there on, I got my public speaking mentor, my business mentor. I got my mentor that helps me with my relationship with God. I have my mentor that helps me, the mentors that are helping me with my marriage. So yes, I do have quite a few mentors in my life.
I wanted to talk about partnership. Sometimes it's in business, some people like to work solo or because they have a hard time with working with people, because sometimes when you have two visions and two ways of thinking, it could collide. What's your take on that about partnership?
Partnerships are like marriages. So when you start with a business partner, you kind of think of it like you're getting married to them, right? And there are going to be differences of minds because we're all different individuals and we all have our own way of thinking. The best thing that I could say is like in business partners, because I do have business partners in most of my businesses, is that you have to make sure that you set the expectations from the beginning and put them in black and white. When I sold my last company, my real estate development company, the reason I sold that company and I exited that company so early within the first 12 months was because the values and the beliefs weren't there with my business partners, and things that we talked about since the beginning, everything changed. So what helped me out a lot was that we did have everything in writing of what the exit strategy was going to be in case things doesn't work out between us. And we exactly did that. And it was super happy. It was a very amicable breakaway of the partnership, because we had a prenup, if you want to call it that way, since the beginning.
Okay. So what are some of the biggest lessons you've learned in business?
The biggest lessons I learned in business is that, number one, you can accomplish anything you want in life. It just depends how much time and effort you put into something. And as a business owners, a lot of times I see a lot of people that are trying to do too many things at the same time, and that's why they're not growing, because they're very dedicating very little at the time. The second thing is that once you understand the process of scaling a company and selling a company, you know, it kind of becomes addicting, because it's awesome to have an asset that you could kind of duplicate and just sell, versus always having a job. So one of the things that I like to do is, instead of building a job for myself, I like to build an asset for myself. And the asset is easy to sell it and scale it and move into something new.
And so how the world changed pretty quickly with technology and everything, like business, how does someone stay on top of their game?
I think in life, one of the sayings that I love is that you have to improve with time and not change with time. And what happens to a lot of people are just following time and just changing with time. But if you're not improving with time, that's when you start falling back. And when you talk about not only technology, but we talk about when we enter into those moments that we have recession, right? If your business is not recession-proof, you're going to suffer when a recession hits. If your business is not up to date with the technology, you're going to be left behind. And when I bought.
Okay. Can you repeat a little bit, because it froze on your side? The internet froze, yeah.
Okay, what part did you not get? What did I left out?
Because I was talking, if I'm not mistaken, I was talking about staying on top of your game.
Okay.
You were talking about recession proof and all that, but after that, I think it cut off like.
Okay. So staying on top means that you have to continuously always continue improving, learning about what's going on, try to implement the new technology into your business and figure out if it's going to be the right fit for your business. One of the things that you get left behind is when you're really not getting your business ready for the downturns, getting your business ready for a recession, getting your business ready for this huge explosion of technology, because that could be leveraged into whatever you're doing in order for you to continue growing.
Okay. So what are some of the mistakes you've made in the in your journey?
Oh, I made and I continue making a lot of mistakes in my journey, right? I don't think there's never a moment that we stop making mistakes, but some of the biggest mistake was trying to do everything on my own. I think that's the biggest one. And there's no way that you could get on the top doing things on your own. Calling myself a self-made millionaire, I think that was one of the biggest mistakes, because again, we're not giving the grace to all the people that help us along the way. And in order to grow a successful business, there's a huge team behind you. The biggest one was knowing, trying to think that I know it all. And we have to understand that we don't know everything, that we can always continue learning and continue improving. And last but not least, it goes in comparison with knowing it all, is never be the smartest person in the room. And to me, for many years, I try to be the smartest person in the room. And that just kind of delayed my growth, because I wasn't being pushed. I wasn't getting out of my comfort zone and looking at other people saying, wow, like, this is what I needed in my life. So the moment that I started becoming the not so smart person in the room, and everybody was smarter than me and everybody was more successful than me, that's when it really started pushing me to become better and improving more.
I want to touch on leadership. What makes an effective leader?
I think an effective leader, from my point of view, right, is that when people follow you and they do what you want, what you ask from them, because they like to do it versus than they have to do it. And I think, to me, that has been one of the key things to being able to have my employees be with me for so many years, because I treat them well. And I'm always continuing to stay home, but I always treat them well, and I treat them like everyone should be treated, as a human, as an adult, as a person that has their own intelligence, their own ideas, their own views. And when I started treating that, creating that culture, creating that good team, that good morality, and nowadays is having people that work for me and work with me, that share my values and my beliefs, that's what's being a good leader. Meaning that it's not always just like a lot of people say, lead from the front. It's not about leading from the front. It's about knowing and understanding that you are the best example. And if you set that example for everyone else, everybody wants to be like you and will do the things that, because they want you to succeed, because they know that you are going to acknowledge them, you are going to praise them for what they're doing for you.
Where can people find you on social media or the internet?
Yes, you can find me in my website, or all my social media channels, at edwincarrion.com or edwincarrion78. And I invite every single one of you, especially the entrepreneurs that want to start a business, or the ones that are starting a business, go to my website, download my free ebook, 9 Secrets for a Successful Life and Business.
Okay, we have a few minutes. Talk to us a little bit about the book.
Yes, I wrote this book last year when I really got into the mentoring side. This is my second book. My first book is called Secrets of the Millionaire Gold Buyer, where it teaches you how to create wealth through buying and selling precious metals. But the 9 Secrets for a Successful Life and Business, it's a book that it shares, I share, where I share the secrets that myself, that I use, and a lot of my millionaire friends and a lot of the people that I mentor, just a guideline that we use to be able that we have that balanced life, to be able that we have the fulfilled life, and make sure that you know, we hone in on those. And we've talked about this a little bit when we talked about faith. And I think faith is number one, the first thing that it has to be in everyone's mind and everyone's repertoire and everyone's values. It's having faith in a higher power, where I call it my God, and also having faith in yourself. Because if you don't have faith in yourself, if you don't believe in yourself, you're never going to be successful.
Thank you for listening. If there's any topics you would like me to touch, feel free to reach out to me and I'll do my best to make it happen. I'm on most social media platforms and you could send me an email. You will find the links in the show notes. And also, don't forget, if this is your first time listening to the podcast and you like it, please don't forget to subscribe at the end. Thank you and see you next time.